Well, let's get now to the final day of the Garma Festival in the Northern Territory, where constitutional recognition and the disadvantage gap dominated talks by political and cultural leaders. On the issue of closing the gap in health and education, there were heated words from those critical of a lack of consultation and valuation of current programs, as Georgia Hitch reports from northeast Arnhem Land.
As dancers performed for audiences at the Bungle, another audience at Garma had gathered for a very different reason. In a packed-out room, a panel dissected and, in some cases, condemned the efficacy of the way governments allocate and spend money to improve Aboriginal disadvantage. For former Liberal Senator Fred Chaney, the issue is one of the heart.
A few minutes ago, a distinguished doctor talked about the social determinants of health and talked about the impact of powerlessness. Well, I work with people who are powerless in the face of Commonwealth policies which are cruel, which leave them in poverty. If poverty is one of the social determinants of health, then the distribution of funds is critically important. This is not bloodless, ladies and gentlemen. We are talking about people's lives.
It wasn't just the Commonwealth government that's come under scrutiny. Former president of the NT Council of Social Services, Barry Hanson, took particular aim at the Northern Territory government and its ballooning public service, especially in areas of administration and management. A recent report to the Productivity Commission found between 2003 and 2016, the Territory's population increased by 21%. The public service increased by nearly double that, 41%. It's a cost he estimates equates to around $400 million.
If the Northern Territory government spent its money with some geographic and social justice, there would be such enormous changes in the pork-barreled suburbs of North Darwin. There'd be a change of government, and that's probably the political reality.
At the other end of the process, there were also concerns raised about the lack of evaluations for programs despite repeated requests. Bill Gray has worked in Indigenous Affairs for over 30 years, filling a number of senior public service roles over his career, including as Secretary of the Department of Aboriginal Affairs between 1988 and 1990. He says there are over 1,000 federally funded programs that have never been evaluated.
The response of the Commonwealth Government was, we will create a position within the Productivity Commission for an Indigenous commissioner to conduct evaluations. Over a year and a half has gone by, we don't have an appointment. I don't know when and if an appointment will be made, but I think it's indicative again of what governments say as opposed to what governments do.
In his opinion, work on the ground can and will only ever be able to bring about so much change.
It takes very strong political will. It requires political authority. It requires more than words. Structural reform will never happen without the strongest and the most senior political authority for those changes to occur.
That's former senior public servant Bill Gray. Georgia Hitch reporting there from the Garma Festival.